Nolte, Hollywood Reporter defends pro-terrorist one battle after another glamorizing anti-ICE violence. By John Nolte on October 8, 2025. The far-left Hollywood Reporter is angry that conservatives are accurately describing director Paul Thomas Anderson's one battle after another as what it is: an amoral piece of pro-terrorist propaganda. Spoilers coming. Dorothy never went to Oz. It was all a dream. Humphrey Bogart doesn't end up with Ingrid Bergman. Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. Kevin Costner's dad is the He, and if you build it, he will come. Gwyneth Paltrow's head is what's in the box? Tyler Durden only exists as Ed Norton's mind. Leonardo DiCaprio's daughter finds herself by becoming a left-wing terrorist while Tom Petty's American Girl plays in the background. It's that last one that matters, for that's how one battle after another ends. And like most movies, Battle reveals what it's really about in the closing moments. And in its closing moments, Leo's capable, beautiful, and caring mixed-race daughter runs off to join the movie's obvious stand-in for Antifa. That's the movie's message. It's all buttoned up right there. Over nearly three sporadically entertaining and sporadically overlong and indulgent hours, Battle portrays left-wing terrorism as a vital force against the movie's obvious stand-ins for ICE. Every white character is either stupid and useless, Leo's character, or a virulent racist. Racial minorities, especially black women, are universally portrayed as strong, noble, and capable. The main story involves the saving of an innocent black girl from the evil clutches of the white race. If this sounds familiar, that's because, as I wrote in my review, One Battle After Another is nothing more than a retelling of the 1915 racist masterpiece Birth of a Nation. All Anderson did was invert the races of those he sees as racially superior and those he sees as racially inferior. One thing that did not change, although I doubt Anderson is self-aware enough to grasp this, is that in both films, the idolized terrorists are Democrats. In Birth, the Ku Klux Klan terrorists are the heroes. Well, as we all know, the Klan was created by those Democrats still upset at Republicans for taking away their slaves. In Battle, Antifa is idolized, which is also made up of, supported, and protected by Democrats. Both movies are amoral and indefensible. But even after a leftist sniper attacked an ICE station in Houston and Charlie Kirk was assassinated by an accused leftist last month, The Hollywood Reporter scoffs at the idea that some on the right find it repulsive to release a $150 million piece of studio propaganda promoting domestic terrorism as a moral necessity. Given that the film is also intensely political, telling the tale of a burned-out revolutionary, DiCaprio, who endeavors to save his daughter, Chase Infinity, from a white nationalist military officer, Sean Penn, it's perhaps surprising there hasn't been more noise so far from those on the right. The film opens with a celebratory raid on a ICE facility to free detainees, and shows government agents coldly executing unarmed suspects and sending an undercover agent into a peaceful protest to throw a Molotov cocktail to justify increased force. And yet, here's THR's laughable take. While some argue the film celebrates political violence, it doesn't at all. It depicts it as a temporary solution. One that, when drawing battle lines, only results in casualties on both sides and creates victims out of those who suffer under the same realities of America. What a pile of BS. Had Battle ended with Leo and his daughter rejecting terrorism by embracing a normal life, then I would agree wholeheartedly. In fact, I was expecting that. For nearly 3 hours, I thought I was watching a movie where left-wing terrorists grow up and embrace what matters: the importance of family over violent revolutionary action. But then, Leo's daughter heroically runs out to join Antifa. The anthem American Girl booms through the theater speakers, and the credits roll. Sorry, but you'd have to be as clueless as Leo's character or a stone-cold liar to not understand exactly what was being said there. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.